Hello, I'm John Arnold, and I'm the Anglican president of the Anglican Lutheran Society. Now, this is a very interesting cup, which was part of the merchandising for the bicentenary, the second centenary of the Reformation, which fell in 1717. And the Reformation it's commemorating is Martin Luther's protest, largely against the sale of indulgences in the church, when he is said to have nailed 95 theses to the door of the university church in Wittenberg, and that's shown in one of the medallions with which the cup is decorated. It has a very handsome lid, which fits very tightly, and it has a portrait of Luther, a splendid large coin called a thaler, from which we get our modern word dollar, is set in the base, and it has an inscription in Latin saying that it's commemorating the bicentenary of the Reformation. There's actually another smaller medallion which has the date 1717 rather cleverly set out in the Latin letters which spell out the number. There are two other themes common at the time. One was an evangelical movement called Pietism, and there's a medallion which shows faithful Lutherans continuing his work in the church. The other is the European Enlightenment, the idea that after the darkness of the Middle Ages, the clear light of reason was shining upon sensible people. And Martin Luther, it would have been greatly to his surprise, was hailed as the day star of the Reformation. And there are several medallions with that theme and the word light. There's a particularly good one which shows Luther and an angel getting a candle out of a bushel so that the light can shine into all the world. Of course, that's based on one of the parables of Jesus. Luther stands on the cusp between the late Middle Ages in which he was born and the early modern world. One of the keys to understanding Luther's theses is that he was basing his arguments not on the tradition or authority of the church, but on the Bible and on the Bible alone. And the main medallion, which is set in the base of the cup and which emerges when you empty it, shows a rock emerging from the sea with the one word Biblia on it, the Bible. And that's the rock on which the Reformation stood and on which it stands today.